Welcome to the Mama Bear Dares podcast. I'm Leslie.
And I'm Tessie.
And we are sisters-in-law. We started this podcast because we believe that it isn't necessarily the rich, powerful, or well-known who are making waves in the world. It's the moms. It's the women tending to their toddlers while launching international nonprofits or caring for babies and creating art. It's the women who believe in both their mother self and their other self and who are nourishing both as those around them stand back in admiration for the way they stride through life. We know this to be true. It's the hand that rocks the cradle that rules the world. Join the Mama Bear community where we support and encourage women doing big and bold things in their lives, in addition to being great moms. We dare you to harness the power of your Mama Bear and live a life of love and compassion.
Yes, that's right. So in today's episode, we talked to Denise Cartwright, an esthetician who struggled with chronically dry, patchy, acneic, and inflamed skin, despite the high-end spa-grade treatments and products she was using. In 2012, she started experimenting with the oil cleansing method, and with a few minor tweaks, developed a routine that has kept her skin, and that of countless others, clear, healthy, and absolutely radiant. I mean, she looked amazing, did she not, Leslie?
She did. She absolutely was just beautiful, inside and out, but boy, yeah. Her skin.
I know. I just kept thinking, hashtag skin goals. I don't think she had any makeup on. Her skin was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is just a beautiful person.
Yeah, so Crude is the name of her company that she started, which, a real quick aside, I cannot get enough of people who see a need in the world and then don't wait for someone else to do it, but do it themselves. I mean, I love that. And when we get into the podcast, you can tell why. She's very passionate, super knowledgeable. So of course, you know, she did it, but I love it. I love that.
Yeah, it was fun to talk to Denise, not just about her line of products, but just all the information that she gave us was so interesting to hear. You know, she really comes to this from a background in science, based in science.
And yeah,
it was great talking with Denise because not only was she able to just tell us a little bit about the products that she has designed herself and created for consumers, but also just to kind of understand some of the science behind what she's doing. She's trained as an esthetician, and so she really knows what she's talking about, and it was fun just to get an education about the skin as an organ, right, as you said. And, you know, her business, I mean, just from the business standpoint, she had $1 million in sales last year, and she has grown from literally she was giving facials in her apartment to now she has this team of 20 people. So it just on many levels was really fun to hear Denise's story.
It was.
She lives and operates the business out of Salt Lake City, and during our conversation, remember, we invited ourselves over.
We sure did. This is not the first time that's happened. Let's be real about that. If anyone does interview on this podcast and lives elsewhere, there is at least a 96% chance that we'll invite ourselves over if it goes
right.
Well.
Like, we'll just start dreaming about what it might be like to, you know, show up in Salt Lake City and just continue the conversation. So before we get into our conversation with Denise, let's talk about travel.
Okay.
We're approaching summer, and we've got, I don't know, travel on our minds, I think. I am currently packing for an adventure in Tanzania. I'm leaving in just over a week. I'll be gone for 11 days.
Yeah, you'll be gone when this podcast comes out, actually.
You're right. I will. I'll be interviewing women for the organization Empower Tanzania. I'm traveling with a photographer. Jenny talked to us on episode 11. So if you want to hear a bit more about her as a mom and photographer, you can go back and listen to that. But we're gearing up. We're so excited. And it sounds kind of strange, but whenever I'm gearing up for a major trip, I start organizing the home front. So my list is, like, it's weird right now. It's, you know, I should be thinking about, like, what to pack for Tanzania, but instead my list is like, okay, we need to pick out paint colors for Eli's room, and I need to help them to organize her dresser, because we're switching, you know, from the winter clothes to the summer clothes. So that's the sort of a little travel tick that I have.
That's amazing. You're doing great things in Tanzania with Empower Tanzania. I can't wait to hear all about it. Make sure, Mama Bears, that you follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Because last time Leslie went to Tanzania, they had just beautiful pictures. And now, not that you're not a phenomenal photographer, but the fact that an actual photographer is going, someone who makes their business by that.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to see it. So make sure you guys follow it. But Leslie, what else would be on your bucket list? I mean, it's hard to come back from an African trip, but like, where would you go?
Well, actually, I've always wanted to go to the south of France. Like so many people, you know, I love that I've gotten to travel to Africa, and I think, honestly, that was probably my first bucket list, mm-hmm. my first sort of desire. But I also love just the idea of the French countryside and being along the coast of the Mediterranean. Yeah, so it turns out my cousin actually moved there last year. She lives in Nice, France, and so we're checking it off the bucket list this summer. So I'm really, really excited. We've been saving for this trip for a long time, and did I tell you in this podcast that, like, we didn't have a toaster for, like, 7 years?
Yes.
And this is relevant because it's a mindset, people. Like, we broiled our bread because we really believe in saving for travel. And so it was always very symbolic for us to be like, no,
a reminder.
If we buy a toaster, we won't have enough money to go to France. Like, obviously, a toaster costs $20, but it was symbolic of the way that we want to spend our money. We want to spend it on travel.
I mean, I think that's the thing. If our mama bears don't know you, Jake is a high school principal. You're a freelance communication specialist. So it's not like you guys have a yacht in the south of France. Let's just be real here. So yeah. I love that because it's important to you to travel, and so it's not as important to you to have a toaster.
Yeah, exactly. Although we did buy a toaster finally.
I know. I was so proud of you.
We need to find a new metaphor.
But that was after you had booked your flights, I think. So it was fine.
You're absolutely right.
You're like, hey, we have $20 left in our budget. Let's go buy a toaster.
Yeah. So what about you, Tessie? I know you have a trip coming up this weekend. Tell us about that.
We are going to the Kentucky Derby, Zach and me, with my parents and a couple of their besties, and my aunt and cousins and uncle live in Louisville. So did you know you're supposed to pronounce it Louisville? And not
I
Louisville?
Noticed that. Okay. I have a friend who lives in Louisville, and I visited her a couple summers ago, and she told me that right away.
Yeah.
That
I just want to make
in Louisville.
Very clear.
Exactly. Not Louisville.
Exactly.
Louisville.
Louisville. Yep. So we're heading to Louisville tomorrow morning, bright and early. I'm super excited. That was a bucket list. But because you know me, I have a tattoo dedicated solely to Harry Potter. I'm obsessed. So my real bucket list would have to be London, specifically King's Cross Station, where they have dedicated Platform 9 3/4. I need to see it. I need
you
to
need
see
to.
It.
You need to. You'll get there. I feel like this is doable.
Okay. It's like my, I keep telling Zach it's going to be our 15-year wedding anniversary, but probably it'll be our 25-year anniversary, and that's fine.
Someday. That's why it's a bucket list.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I do too, and I love traveling with kids too. It's so much fun just to see their little faces and experience the world with kids. I think that's amazing as well.
Yeah,
so.
Agree to disagree.
Really?
Just kidding.
You'd rather?
Kind of.
Okay, let's unpack that.
It depends. I mean, we all went to Ethiopia in November. That was amazing, but then I needed to rest for 15 days after. Mm-hmm. It's just a different kind of travel. But I don't think I would explain it as, like, I love to travel with children. I don't think I'd say that.
Interesting.
I can appreciate traveling with children, but yeah. I don't think.
I'm the opposite, I think. Like, I want to take the kids everywhere. I totally understand and agree and believe that it's important to travel with your girlfriends, with your spouse, you know, do things like that. But the big trips, like, I just always want to take the kids. I don't know. Part of the fun, I think. It's just me. Let's talk about this interview a little bit with Denise. So, Tessie, you and I are kind of natural chicas.
True.
We, you know, are all about whole foods and natural products and things like that. I think this has just been sort of the way I was raised. I have really sensitive skin. And I think I was in about second grade when we found out just how sensitive my skin was to the products that I put on my face. My mom, I'll never forget, she was such a great mom. She always did great, like, homemade Halloween costumes. And in second grade, I was all dressed in my costume, and she got out her, like, Mary Kay makeup tray.
Mm-hmm.
It was pink. It had
I remember.
Yeah. And she started putting face paint on my face to be, you know, like a silly clown. And my face, like, caught fire, basically. Like, it was a terrible reaction, you know. And so from that moment on, we realized, like, wow, I'm sensitive to the things that go on my skin. And so my mom was great. She always encouraged me to purchase, like, the higher quality makeup just because I simply couldn't wear some of the other stuff. And then I started writing and learning and researching for a healthy living magazine that I wrote for, I think, about 7 years ago. And so I started learning more about the parabens and the things that are fragrances that are in our products, and recognizing that, you know, what we slather on our skin really does go directly into the systems of our body.
Yeah.
So it was probably a half dozen years ago that I started researching this just for the work that I was doing. And I decided, you know, even though I'd always been really careful about the products that I bought for my skin, I really wanted to embrace the more natural skin lines. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I, you know, was staying at home with the littles and felt like I had time to kind of experiment with making my own skincare products.
Yeah, so I received some in a really cute box for Christmas once.
You did. That's right. Yeah, I mean, of course, I love, like, the packaging and all that stuff. But what was in there, actually, I remember I had done a sugar scrub, which was just, like, oil. It was olive oil and an organic raw sugar. And then essential oils. I think I used, like, lemon and orange. So it was really refreshing. You could use it, like, as an exfoliant. I did an article about lip balm and started
on the podcast.
Yep. We made some lip balm. It was fine.
Yeah. Should we apologize to people who bought that at our water party at one point? Probably. We apologize.
Yeah, it's a real science, people. You got to really work the coconut oil and the beeswax. It's got to be the right consistency. Otherwise, it's just really hard and doesn't work too well. Then eye makeup remover. Part of this was just because I'm kind of cheap. Like, I'm always saving for Paris, right?
Exactly. So you're frugal and thrifty, not cheap.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, so I didn't want to spend $30 on a container of eye makeup remover, and I had read that olive oil actually removed eye makeup. So I've been using olive oil, and we discussed that in the show today, so I'm kind of up in the air with that. But, like, lotion, you know, I've whipped up coconut oil, added some essential oils just for that natural fragrance. I made my own deodorants and even shampoo. Like, I went through a summer where I basically just stopped washing my hair so much and got myself used to, like, a weekly shampoo. And even when I was considering it shampoo, I was actually using apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, it's called the no-poo method if you guys want to check it out.
Yeah, so now that I have less time, I'm not making the things that I used to make, but I'm still purchasing them now, like through Thrive Market. I know you guys do that too. It's a great place to get discounts on that sort of thing. And I've kind of just over time changed my methods, and now really the whole family is using things that are natural or don't have as many contaminants as what we were once using.
Right. We did the same thing. It's been a few years now as well. Sometimes, you know, like, oh, I have a few extra dollars in my budget this month. I'll go for that organic, natural, paraben-free, sulfate-free stuff. And then you're saving for Nice, and so you're like, crap, Suave it is, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's totally normal. You know, what I want you mama bears to know and understand is that even as we're talking, I geeked out in this whole podcast, and you can hear it in my voice if you're listening. I say wow 400 times because I'm a nerd when it comes to the body and to specifically some of the things we touch on here in this interview with Denise. So even if you're nerding out, don't feel like you need to just throw everything you have in your cupboards away. You can do this one step at a time. You can replace one thing at a time. Both Leslie and I don't like how disposable our society is either. So if you just bought a brand new thing of shampoo, you guys, I get it. Use it or ask a friend if they want it. Don't throw it away. We get that, right? But we can't stress enough just how important it is for our environment, for your health, how switching that up can make a big difference. If you have the time, awesome, make your own. But like Leslie said, Thrive Market offers some really great products at a cheaper price, so check them out as well. I mean, Amazon does too, and we can link to a few of our favorites in the show notes. How about that?
Yeah, that sounds great. And yeah, I totally agree with you, Tessie, that figure out where you're at right now. Maybe you'll be really inspired by this conversation and by what you learn, but as we often say, like, we're all doing the best we can with what we got, where we're at. And so if that sounds fun to you, like, I loved making some of that stuff because I just love that act of cooking and creating, you know, but you may find that to be like the last thing you want to spend your time doing. And so there's certainly other ways to make this change if you want to.
Right. And if you do make the change, there's an adjustment period, specifically when it comes to not shampooing your hair every day. I used to be a shampooer every day, my hair and my skin very oily naturally. And so when I was doing that adjustment period, it was like I had to get over those couple days where my hair was just oily and gross and didn't do anything. So,
It took months for me to finally like equal out.
Exactly. Okay. So my favorite part, Denise talks about the skin biome, and you've heard me talk about the gut microbiome. I mean, the science out there right now is so awesome. You guys need to study the gut biome. Just Google it and you will be fascinated. But they say that we are actually only 20% human and 80% bacteria. And most of that bacteria is in our gut microbiome. How I see that is that if you eat sugar, if you eat a lot of fat, if you eat a lot of processed foods, your gut microbiome gets used to that. And that's why you have those cravings. If you take time off. That's why kind of these, I'm not a fan of diets. I don't believe in them. But if you do like a quote unquote detox, a sugar detox, the reason those end up working long term is because you actually change the nature of your gut microbiome. We're going to need to go into this in a podcast. You can hear me. I'm starting to climb. I'm going to come down. But the gut microbiome is a big, big thing when it comes to your health. And so to hear that the skin microbiome is equally essential, my mind was blown. I had not heard that the skin microbiome was a thing. You know, that must be relatively new because all the research I had been doing was squarely focused on the gut. So I can't wait to dive into more research on that. But just the idea that we're stripping away the good bacteria that fights off some of the acne, some of the things we deal with by using these harsh chemicals, the soaps. I mean, forget about it. That's incredible.
Yeah, I can tell you are super excited about this.
You guys, go on.
Professor
go
Tessie,
on.
This
listen.
Is awesome.
Listen.
No. No, Denise is wonderful. She is delightful. You're going to love this conversation. Once again, let's a shout out to MC Squared, my 11-year-old, for the music for this episode.
Shout out. He's so cool. I love him so much.
And yeah, let's get into our conversation with Denise.
Yes, make sure you stick around, Mama Bears, for the end of the episode where she gives you a discount code to her incredible products. We're not going to do it here as much as I want to because you need to stick around until the end. It's worth it, believe me.
It's a generous one, too.
It is.
For sure. She's going to not only give you a discount, but she's going to give you some knowledge, too. So
yep.
Enjoy.
Stick around. Hey, Mama Bears. Today's guest is Denise Cartwright. She is a master esthetician who at one point in her life was experiencing problems in the form of dry, patchy, acneic skin. Despite trying much of the high-end products and services her spa offered, nothing seemed to work until she tried the oil cleansing method. Since that time, Denise has gone on to create her own line of products with oil cleansing at its core. Crude was born because Denise recognized a need for luxurious, natural products that help the body heal itself. Today, we get to talk to Denise about all things Crude. So, Denise, welcome to the Mama Bear Dares podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're so glad to talk to you today, Denise. And we think our listeners are really going to love to hear just not only about the products that you have made and offered, but also just a little bit about you and your journey to this really cool thing that you're doing.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here and to talk about it.
Great. So why don't you just start off by telling us where you're from and really how you got started in your work as an esthetician?
Sure. So I'm from Salt Lake City, Utah, and I studied cosmetology and aesthetics while I was still in high school. And then after that, I started working in spas around Utah and eventually went to New York and started working in spas there. In 2012, while I was living in Brooklyn, I just remember being so frustrated that I had moved from this desert climate to super humid New York, and I was still so dry. And I realized that a lot of the facial clients I was working on there were also really, really dry. Chronic dryness was this issue that kept coming up. And so one night, I sort of intuitively experimented with washing my face with oil, and it forever has changed the way that I look at skincare. I had kind of been doing it in my waxing services. Mm. Like when you spill wax on the floor or you need to remove wax from someone's skin, you don't use soap to remove it. You use oil because it just breaks it right down and slips it right off. So that concept of using oil to remove makeup and to cleanse sort of just felt intuitive to me. And after I did it and I noticed that it was clearing my skin up, I started to do some research and found that it was the oil cleansing was actually sort of trending in the natural beauty world.
Yeah.
So it was interesting to see how other people were doing it and to do some research and figure out a blend that really worked.
Well, I was just curious, Denise, then if you just immediately started trying that with clients or if it's something, you know, like your roommates or friends kind of got to get a taste of before you sort of unleashed it or how that process worked.
Yeah, it started with roommates and friends. And then after a few months, I left the spa I was working at to start taking facial clients out of my apartment.
Oh,
yeah. There was maybe a time or two where I sold one of my clients a bottle of my oils under the table at the spa instead of the products I was supposed to sell. And I didn't feel good about that. So I quit started taking these oil cleansing facials. And that, within 6 months, turned into a website and a brand and enough revenue to support me full-time. So it happened really quickly.
That's
amazing. So was it just from clients that you were meeting in your apartment, or were you doing, like, markets and other things like that?
No, it was just from word of mouth about my facials and from posting on Instagram.
Okay. So from the start, was your packaging really, really cute?
I actually didn't have a brand for the first few months. It actually took a while for me to even think about starting a company. It was just like these facials I was going to do. But then as people wanted to buy the product, I realized I needed to create a brand. So I had some friends help me out with that, and they did an amazing job.
Yeah. That takes such a leap of faith to quit your job that was probably helping sustain your lifestyle to then obviously just go off in your apartment, but then to also start a whole product line. So what gave you kind of like the gross term is balls, but I like to say ovaries for women. So like what gave you the ovaries to
How
start?
How about the gumption? The gumption. Can we say gumption?
I guess
I'm uncomfortable with any of the
terms. Oh, I love it. Honestly, I had been doing facials for a long time and had seen a lot of really mediocre results. Mm-hmm. And time again, these oil cleansing facials were just working. And once people would start using the system the way that I had prescribed it, I was just getting texts left and right. Like, I've been doing this for 2 days and my skin is like the best it's ever been.
Wow.
And still to this day, that's a lot of the testimonials I'm getting, is that not only does it work, but it works immediately.
Yeah, I love that.
Because I feel like Brooklyn would be a great place to launch something like this.
Yeah.
What made you kind of decide to go back across the country and keep rocking from there?
I actually moved back to Salt Lake to do a yoga teacher training. And so that was still sort of during experimental phase. It was soon after I discovered oil cleansing that I moved back to Salt Lake, and I started working at a spa here while I was doing my teacher training, but that didn't last for very long. I started doing those clients pretty soon.
Okay.
So do you have your yoga teacher training certification?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And I think the yoga sort of influenced Crude, because in yoga, you know, you learn a lot about looking at the body and healing in a holistic way. And instead of looking at the symptoms of the problem, you really look at all the root causes and everything that can be contributed. And we were learning a lot about inflammation too, which I think is a big problem with skincare. You know, with soaps and scrubs and chemicals, we're causing a lot of inflammation in the skin, which then makes it hard for your skin and its natural systems to do what they know how to do best, because your skin's always trying to regenerate itself and exfoliate itself and renew. And the more inflammation you cause, the harder it is for it to do that.
So a lot of women, you know, you get to be a certain age and you're just like, I thought I was done with acne. You know, I thought it was. So how do you, I mean, why is it that like so many of us still struggle with breakouts and things like that? Like,
yeah, I mean, I have my own hypothesis about it. And for me, I think a lot of it has to do with soap. I guess I can just break down the science of like how your skin works and like how oil is such an integral part of it. You have a thin layer of oil that rests on top of your skin and acts as a shield. It's called your natural moisture barrier. And basically what that does is it keeps pathogenic bacteria out of your skin and it holds moisture inside your skin. It's a really, really important part of your skin's function. And soap strips that off, chemical peels strip that off, harsh exfoliants strip that off. So we're constantly removing this layer of oil, which then causes your sebaceous glands to overproduce oil to make up for what you've stripped. So it turns into this vicious cycle of stripping and reproducing and stripping and reproducing oil. When if you just never remove it in the first place, it sort of does the work for you.
Wow.
So then describe kind of the science behind your product.
Crude works to cleanse the skin and remove makeup and impurities without removing your natural moisture barrier.
Okay.
Another really important part of this process is your skin's natural microbiome, or the colony of good bacteria that lives on your skin. And this bacteria is so important for your skin. It helps to renew it. It helps keep it safe. It keeps it at a slightly acidic pH, which is really important for the health of your skin. So soap destroys your microbiome as well as your natural moisture barrier, and Crude doesn't do either of those things. And so essentially what Crude is doing is it's nourishing your skin, it's giving back to your skin, and it's allowing your skin to do the work for you.
That's so interesting. I feel like people are kind of starting to talk about the gut, the biome of your gut,
yeah.
Right? But like, I haven't heard a lot of people talking about that in terms of skin as well. So that's really fascinating to me.
Yeah, there's a lot of research happening right now about the skin's microbiome that's really, really fascinating. Mm-hmm. And just showing how important it is really for keeping disease out of your skin. And now we're finding too that it's correlating with, you know, gut health and neurological health, and and really that it's all connected. The bacteria on your skin, the bacteria in your skin, it's all connected.
That's fascinating.
It is. That is, it's like one of the topics I can't do enough research on, you know, it's the gut biome. And now I'm going to, of course, research the skin biome too. But one of the reasons I was so excited to talk to you was because I actually use your product. I've been open on the podcast that I have been dealing with crazy, crazy acne for over the last year. And one of my good friends had told me, like, you need to check out, well, actually your sister, Denise, her YouTube channel. Like, she's talking about this. She never leads me wrong. You got to try it. So I did. I tried it. And I was noticing a huge difference. I have oily skin anyway. And so I was noticing a huge difference that the cystic acne has lessened since using your product. I'll still get some breakouts because of my hormones that are going crazy. But like the cystic acne has all but gone. It's really incredible.
That's amazing. I'm so glad to hear that it's helping your skin. The acne that I had was also cystic, and I've heard from a lot of clients that it's the same story, like cystic and hormonal acne. And I think cystic acne really has a huge root in inflammation. Mm-hmm. And so if you're constantly doing chemical peels or using soap or exfoliants, you're just making that cystic acne worse.
When you're talking about inflammation, like, are there dietary things as well that can lead to that specifically in the skin? And or like show itself in problematic skin?
Yeah, I mean, there's no research that I can think of to point you to about that, but it's my theory that it is all connected, that keeping inflammation down inside and outside of your body is really important.
How do you do that personally?
Yeah, so I try to stick with like the whole food diet, mm-hmm. you know, Michael Pollan style, just like keep it real, keep it simple. And I think you can tell, you know, you can tell when you eat something and your body doesn't react well to it. And I think it really is about like turning your awareness inward, like listening to your body, paying attention to the way things make you feel, and and eating things that your body really craves, you know?
Yes, absolutely. In your product, you choose specific botanicals that are supposed to kind of help, as you said, your body heal itself. Why is it important to you that they are from kind of a natural place, and how do you choose those?
Sustainability is a huge part of our mission at Crude. And so we think about that in terms of product development, and we also think about that in terms of like how we're running our business and sourcing our products. Most of our oils are direct from source. They're organic. We have a relationship with the growers, and that's just really important to us here at Crude. Another thing I want to mention about the ingredients that we chose is when you start to look at oil cleansing, you're going to get a lot of people telling you to use things like olive oil or avocado oil. And those oils are actually highly comedogenic, which means that they clog your pores and they break you out. So it really is important that you know which oils to use when you're oil cleansing. Another important thing I realized with this method was when you wash your face with oil, because water and oil repel, you can't just rinse the oil off your face with water. You're going to leave that bacteria and the oil on your face. And so that's when I introduced the pole cloth, which is our microfiber cloth. And that is a really, really important part of the process. Not a lot of people are talking about the removal of the oil and oil cleansing, but that actually is really, really important as well.
I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, I tried to just change my makeup and all of my skincare products and looked for the more natural products. And in doing so, I started using olive oil as eye makeup remover. And that was basically because I was honestly, like, I just hated spending so much money, to be totally honest, on eye makeup remover. And I wear eye makeup. And so I started using olive oil, and it's obviously a lot less expensive, but it also, like, I just couldn't believe that it worked. I mean, it, like, takes the eye makeup off, and then I finish my facial routine. So I'm very concerned now that you say.
Yeah, so olive oil is an interesting one. And yes, oil is an amazing makeup remover. No matter what oil you use, it's going to break down your makeup, and it's going to remove it. But when I started doing the research on ingredients, one particular researcher I came across, his name is Gary Darmstadt, and he's a researcher at Stanford who's doing work on emollient therapy in preterm babies in third world countries. And what his research has found
That sounds fascinating. So
He's amazing. He's working on like gender equality and all of these amazing things, but mostly he's trying to help these babies, these preterm babies in third world countries. And what they found is a huge percentage of infection that babies get actually comes in through the skin.
Wow.
Okay.
And they found that they can actually cut that rate in half by rubbing sunflower oil on the babies, emollient therapy.
Oh my gosh.
And it's because of this shield it creates. Sunflower oil really closely resembles your skin's natural sebum, which is what that natural moisture barrier is made of.
Okay.
And so you can kind of replace it with sunflower oil, which then keeps bacteria out of the skin. But in their research, they found that when they compared it to olive oil actually breaks down that natural structure on the skin. It actually makes the problem worse.
Fascinating.
It's so much better. And it's interesting because in like India, for example, emollient therapy is already a part of their culture, but they're doing it with mustard seed oil, which they found has a similar effect as olive oil in breaking down the skin. And it also has some toxic properties.
Wow.
So the oil really matters.
Well, and it's interesting that you say that, just in different cultures, it's used in different ways. And I mean, throughout history too, right? Like, hasn't oil always sort of been part of human culture?
Yeah, absolutely. If you do research in Ayurveda, which I have just out of curiosity, but also through my yoga training, body oiling and emollient therapy comes up over and over and over again in those cultures.
Interesting.
Philosophies, yeah.
Yeah, you're supposed to oil yourself every morning in like true Ayurvedic fashion. So it makes sense. Totally. Yeah.
Well, and what's so fascinating about like Gary's research in particular is they're finding that you actually absorb nutrients from the oil into your skin, and it affects your gut health. They think it could be linked to neurological health as well. And so they're thinking that this oil can actually be used to help babies with nourishment as well. If they're not getting enough food to eat, they can actually absorb some calories and nourishment from the oil, which is fascinating and amazing, but it's also kind of terrifying when you think about, like, what else are you absorbing through your skin?
Oh, yes.
If you're getting, like, crazy lotions and weird products all over your skin, what are you absorbing and how is that affecting your body?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's weird that we're just hitting like a zeitgeist moment where people are realizing, I mean, obviously we've always known our skin is our biggest organ, but it's like people are just realizing now that whatever we put on externally gets internally taken as well. So you're at the right moment, you know, to really launch this product, because especially with him doing research. I mean, obviously Stanford's a pretty legit university to be doing some research, but I mean, I can't wait for people to start realizing just how important it is to put high quality products on your skin, just the same way you want to put high quality food in your body.
Yeah, absolutely. And Gary has been wonderful to work with. We have a few collaborations in the works that I'm really excited about. And, you know, talking to him, I think he and I both have the same sort of conclusion, which is that soap is really destructive. Mm-hmm. And I think at the end of the day, our mission at Crude is to get people off of soap and educate people about why, and then offer the best possible solutions. So we're actually working on a soap-free body wash right now that I'm hoping to launch before the end of the year.
Very cool.
So tell us just, I mean, I'm sure there's many, many, many things you could list here, but what are some of the biggest evils of soap for people maybe who have never heard this before?
So soap is highly alkaline, and your skin needs to rest at like a 4.5, 5.5 on the pH scale, so slightly acidic for it to be happy. So once you take your skin up that far on the scale, you're destroying your microbiome, and you're also stripping off that natural moisture barrier, which is then causing inflammation. Which just, it's like pouring gasoline, you know, on the system. I think it's really important to think of your skin as an ecosystem. It has so many different complex systems that are always working for you. And it really is just about letting it do its own thing, nourishing it, loving it, and allowing it to work for you. And soap just, You know, it's interesting. There's a company called AOBiome that's doing a lot of research on the microbiome right now. The New York Times recently released a piece about them. And the writer who wrote this piece did an experiment with AOBiome. And basically what AOBiome is it's a spray. It's a bacteria spray that you spray on your body that's supposed to replenish the bacteria that actually works to naturally clean your skin. They reference how, like, horses and animals will do dust baths where they'll, like, roll in the dirt or that. The dust, which picks up these bacteria, which work with your own microbiome to naturally clean. And the idea is that that's supposed to happen on humans too, but we wash it off with soap. And so he did this 30 days without soap. He was using this bacterial spray. He grew his colonies of healthy bacteria, and he found that at the end of 30 days, he didn't need soap and shampoo anymore. But then he took 3 showers. The bacteria was completely gone after 3 hours.
Wow.
After a month building it up. So soap is just a problem.
What about, like, the natural, because I'm just trying to put my kind of head or my mind in the listener's head or mind. What about the natural soaps? I mean, there's a ton of natural soaps on the market. Are those just as bad?
Yeah, I mean, if to become soap, you have to go through this chemical process that includes lye. And really, like, soap and detergent at all in any form is a problem from the research that I've done.
Okay. That's so interesting. Oh, my goodness.
It is. And probably one of my favorite things to purchase at, like, the farmer's market and at some of, like, the local craft-type stores is soap. Like, goat's milk soap or just any sort of homemade soap. Like, I just love it. I love the scent and I love, like, the rough shape. And so I'm really going to have to get over this problem.
Totally. But you, I think, so I've been soap free for almost a year now using the prototypes we've been working on here at Crude. And I can tell you, like, once you get off of it, you'll never want to use it again.
Yeah. Well, I believe you because it probably 3 or 4 years ago, I have really thick hair. And out of sheer laziness, I was like, there's got to be a way that I don't have to wash my hair and dry it all the time. And so I ended up beginning to understand that, you know, shampoo is not necessarily a good thing to put on your head every single day. And so I've since, like, I wash my hair once a week and I can see that process. Like, my hair is healthier now. Like, my scalp is healthier now. So I understand, like, it's just a step further, I think, for me.
Totally. Totally. And it's that same process of, like, stripping oil and then having your sebaceous glands overproduce. Mm-hmm. And with hair care, I actually believe that you shouldn't use soap or detergents on your hair as well. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with Bumble and Bumble.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The hair care line. The founder of Bumble and Bumble, his name's Michael Gordon. He left Bumble and Bumble to start a company called Hair Story, which is based off of the same principles that Crude is. So it's a detergent-free, it's like a shampoo conditioner in one. It's like our everything oil, but it's for your hair.
Wow.
And it's an amazing product, an amazing company, and he and I are also collaborating to sort of get this soap detergent-free movement out there.
Oh my gosh, you're living life right now. You are living life. I love it. I love it so much.
It's been crazy. It's been 2 years, and it's been the craziest 2 years of my life. I never really wanted to start a company. I never thought I would be, like, collaborating with Michael Gordon and Stanford researchers.
It's amazing.
Once you start looking into this stuff, it's like, it's just, I'm really passionate about it, and I really believe in it, so I'm excited.
I can tell. That is awesome. So how big are you now? I mean, do you have employees? How, like, what's the scope of the company at this point?
Yeah, I think we have, like, with freelancers and everything, we're up to almost 20 employees. Mm-hmm. And we're projected to do almost $1 million in sales this year.
Wow.
Congratulations. Yeah. That is amazing.
Yeah. Thank you.
And especially when you clearly believe in this thing that you're selling. Like, you know that this is going to really make people's lives better. So that is just a win.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
It's just so incredible when someone becomes curious about a subject and then becomes obsessed about a subject and then doesn't wait for someone else to create the solution, but creates it themselves. I love that story, and I love it even more when a woman is doing it. So I just salute you. That is so great.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Tessie, had watched your sister recommend your products and things. And I mean, that just made my ears perk up because obviously we're sisters-in-law and we're collaborating. We've collaborated in lots of ways, but this podcast is one way of like, it's really fun working with your sister, right? So like, tell us about that sort of relationship or like how the two of you kind of, I don't know, just work together or if you do.
So my sister Michelle was on a few different variations of the show The Bachelor.
Okay.
And that is kind of how she built up her like a lot of her following. And now she is a host on Good Things Utah. It's like a morning show here in Utah.
Cool.
So she's got a pretty decent sized following. And once I got her using the product, she felt a similar obsession for it. So she started talking about it on her different channels, which is so amazing for Crude and has been so huge for our growth. And her following, her fan base is just amazing. So to have a lot of them joining the Crude tribe is really exciting. But working with her has been amazing. We obviously get along really well and we're really close. And so it's fun that we can help each other grow.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That's the perfect phrase, help each other grow. Like that's what we find whenever Leslie and I work together too. It's like not a parasitic relationship. It's a symbiotic kind of relationship. And so I love that. There's, you know, sisters. It's the best.
It's the best. It's so fulfilling. I love it.
So you obviously are crazy busy, but we always ask our guests, you know, we get concerned that as women, we try to take on the world and we often neglect ourselves. So what do you do that is just for you?
I have an Ashtanga yoga practice.
Yeah.
That I'm pretty serious about. It's not every day, but it's at least maybe 3 or 4 times a week that I'm practicing. And that's really important to me. I also, if I'm not doing yoga, I'm meditating. So I'm doing one or the other every day. And that really helps keep me calm.
Oh, we are soul sisters. Do you do it just by yourself or do you have a teacher there that you love?
I practice mostly by myself. Mm-hmm. But there are a few teachers in town that I like to see every once in a while, but I do enjoy a solo practice.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so much growth that can happen there too. What's your meditation practice like?
That changes all the time. Right now I'm really into the Tara Brach podcast.
I don't know if you guys have heard of her.
She's amazing. She does guided meditations and lectures that I'm really into. But my meditation practice switches up all the time. I've had fantasies of like doing TM or committing to a practice that I'm doing 20 minutes twice a day, but I don't have the willpower.
That is so important. It's so important. And it's the same when our mama bears buy your product as they're going to do, I'm sure. If they're stuck at a hotel and use soap one day, like, don't get hard on yourself. Go back on the bandwagon when you get home. You know, it's baby steps. It's fine.
Totally.
Well, yeah, and that just leads me to a question. Like, where do you recommend someone begin? If they're totally, like I said, a couple years ago, I tried to change my entire skincare routine to something more natural than what I had been doing. Like, where do you, as really someone who knows this game, like, where do you start? What would you recommend?
I guess I would say start with Crude. All the solutions I've come up with. exist within Crude. So whether it be like researching our website, I've tried to put a lot of information on there that explains it, but yeah, start with Crude.
And is that like a whole body system kind of?
It will soon be a whole body system. I wish there was another soap-free body wash I could recommend until ours comes out, but I am yet to find one that exists.
Wow.
Interesting. So, yeah. Okay.
But hopefully, like I said, before the end of the year. Hair Story, which was created by Michael Gordon of Bumble and Bumble, his product is called New Wash, and he uses New Wash to wash his body.
Oh, really?
Okay. So,
I did that for a while before I created my version, but that's an option too if people really want to like go to soap and detergent free.
And are you still really hands-on with creating the recipe?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Most of the R&D is me.
Are you still giving facials?
No, I actually didn't have time for facials after like 6 months of offering them, which was kind of sad because I really love giving facials. I love like the healing, soothing aspect of it. But no, I'm unfortunately not doing that anymore.
Okay. I know if I lived in Utah, though, I'd have to be like, just maybe just one a year. Can we just make it one a year?
I would do that for you.
Thanks.
If you ever come to Utah, I'll give you a facial. Okay.
All right. She just might, so.
It's crazy, though, because even while I was giving the facials, I realized, like, I am just giving you this product for you to go home and do it. Like, you don't need to come to me.
Yeah.
You shouldn't need to, like, come see someone once a month to have them work on your face. Like, it's really not that hard. If you use the right products and you do it consistently, like, it's, you don't need that much work.
Yeah, I love that. I love that spirit.
Yeah, definitely. I think it does take away a layer of maybe intimidation that some people might feel. Mm-hmm. So, what do you think, Tessie? Should we move on to the obsessed sesh?
Of course.
So, Denise, we're obviously obsessed with learning about you and your product, but what are three things that you are currently into these?
One thing I'm really getting into lately is natural wine.
Ooh. Do tell.
I discovered someone here in Utah named Evan Lewandowski who makes his own natural wine. And the first time I tried it, I knew I couldn't drink anything else.
Really?
There's just something so special about it. It's so delicious. It's unrefined. It's unfiltered. And it's so good. And it makes you feel so good. It doesn't leave you feeling hungover the next day. It's just, it's delicious. And it's a lot healthier for you. So I'm really into natural wine.
Could we get it? Or he's just a local guy?
I don't think you could get it. I think Utah's weird about, like, exporting.
Oh, right.
Is natural wine a thing, or is it just a thing that this guy does?
Yeah.
Can we find it in Iowa?
It's apparently a thing. I didn't know about it until recently, but I'm sure you could find natural wine wherever you are.
We're going to have to
do a little recon.
Yeah. It's really, really good. Another current obsession with mine, which has nothing to do with health or wellness, is the TV show Broad City.
I just got into it too.
Really? Yes. Do you love it?
I love it so much. I mean, I'm literally like an episode and a half in, but.
Oh, it's so funny. It is. I love it so much.
That's a great one. That's a great one. I haven't talked about that yet.
Yeah. And I just love watching two girls just kill it.
Yeah.
Like, they've done such an amazing job on their show. Yeah. And yeah, I just think it's hilarious. The third thing I'm currently obsessed with is the work of Ralph Waldo Emerson. I had always heard of him,
right,
but I'd never really, like, looked into him. And I started reading his essay called Nature, which is essentially about the idea that, like, God can be intuitively understood through the direct experience with nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's really beautiful. And I love his work, and I love just the way he words things. And I'm really into him right now.
Denise, where can our mama bears find you online? Where are the best places?
So our product is available on our website, which is www.livecrude.com. And we've got a special promo code for your listeners. It's just Mama Bear, and that will get them 20% off any order.
Yay!
Thank you. I am heading there now.
I know.
So see you later, everybody. No, that's fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. This has been wonderful.
I know. I so appreciate you taking time out and just educating our mama bears. I mean, we want everybody to leave every podcast feeling inspired and educated and in love with themselves. And I think you managed to do all three of those. So good job. Thank you.
I hope so. Thanks so much. I just love what you guys are doing. And I think it's really wonderful.
Thank you.
We appreciate that very much, Denise. So let's get into today's dare. Today we dare you to take care of you and take care of your skin. Whether you're 20 or 70, the time is right to treat yourself to good products. Our skin is the body's largest organ and is often the most neglected, but it really shouldn't be. On the Mama Bear Dares podcast, we are most interested in what's going on inside your skin, but today we dare you to nourish your skin suit. Sometimes the last few minutes of the day when you're wiping away your makeup or the handprints of your little ones from your face, it can serve as those few other self moments. And when you use products that look and feel and smell amazing, all the better. Dare to be good to yourself.
Yes, hashtag skin suit. I mean, that is so great. I love the skin suit. Mama Bears, as always, this episode is brought to you by Audible. Go to www.audible.com/mamabeardares to get your 30-day free trial and one free audiobook download. Remember that this actually does help the podcast. It's free to you. Please, please go do that. It takes just a few seconds of your time, but it helps us tremendously to just give our Mama Bears a bigger platform. So thank you for doing that, and thank you for using our Amazon banner ad for all your Amazon purchases. Rate and review us on iTunes to help us reach more listeners again, and join our community on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We always ask questions of our community. We love the responses we get, and we're really active there. We respond. So don't think that we just want to hear from you. We will respond to your messages and your posts as well.
That's right.
We will see you back here on Wednesday for our midweek Mama Bear Mini. Until then, have a great week.
Have a great week. In your skin suit.
Skin suit.
Walk around in that skin suit, ladies, and just own it. I don't know. We should probably start looking at tickets to Utah. So yeah.
Out here, we'll have a facial party.
A facial party, natural wine.
Exactly.
All the best things. We can read some Ralph Waldo Emerson.
So and do some yoga in the morning. Oh my gosh, we have our weekend planned.
Meditate.
Totally.